Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Forgiveness was not about pretending it didn't happen. It was about saying, "This will not define me. I choose peace. I choose freedom." Now, that person never said sorry, they never fixed the damage, and I stopped waiting for them to give me closure, and instead, I gave it to myself. Hi, family. Welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm your host, Katie Lee, and I'm so glad you're here. Last week, we talked about reclaiming joy after trauma, and today, we're diving into something just as powerful, forgiveness. Now, and I know just hearing the word forgiveness can bring up emotions, hurt, anger, even resistance. But forgiveness is not about excusing what happened or letting someone off the hook. It's about setting yourself free. If you have been struggling with letting go of past pain, this episode is for you. Let's start with an understanding of what forgiveness really means. Forgiveness is not about pretending everything is okay. It's not about minimizing your pain or giving people a free pass to hurt you again. Let's get clear on this. Forgiveness does not mean that what happened was justified, that you should forget what happened, that reconciliation is required, that your boundaries don't matter. And it certainly does not mean that you have to let someone who hurt you back into your life. You see, sometimes we avoid forgiveness because we think it's about them, but forgiveness is really about you. It's about reclaiming your peace, your joy, and your power. Forgiveness is releasing the power the pain has over your life. Forgiveness is choosing peace instead of carrying the weight of resentment, no longer letting pain have power over your peace. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not because the other person deserves it, but because you deserve to heal. Forgiveness is a spiritual act of freedom. It doesn't mean you forget. It means you no longer allow the hurt to define or control you. It's about saying, "I may not have control over what happened, but I can choose how I heal from it." And I'll be honest with you, I learned this the hard way. A few years ago, I went through one of the most painful betrayals of my life. It was someone I trust in business, someone I believed in. I gave my time, my energy, my money, and in the end, I was left broken, not just financially, but emotionally. I was broken in every sense of the word. I carried that pain for a long time, angry, hurt, and honestly, embarrassed. I kept waiting for an apology, for them to make it right, but it never came. One night, I was alone, crying out to God, and I heard him whisper, "You cannot heal if you won't let go." That moment wrecked me, but it also freed me. You see, forgiveness was not about pretending it didn't happen. It was about saying, "This will not define me. I choose peace. I choose freedom." Now, that person never said sorry. They never fixed the damage. And I stopped waiting for them to give me closure. And instead, I gave it to myself. I forgave. Not because they deserved it, but because I deserve to heal. That's what forgiveness does. It breaks the chain between you and what hurt you. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're brave enough to choose peace over bitterness. And you know what kept me steady on the road to forgiveness? The Word of God. Whether you've been carrying hurt for years or struggling to let go of something recent, this episode gently invites you to start releasing what's been weighing you down. let's take a look at two biblical perspectives on forgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 through 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God forgave you. You see, God doesn't call us to carry the burden of bitterness. He calls us to release it. Why? Because it poisons our joy and peace. God calls us to kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Not just because it helps others, but because it frees us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. If you forgive others, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Forgiveness opens the doors to deeper healing, intimacy with God, and peace of mind. You're not letting someone off the hook. You're setting yourself free. So let's go ahead and take a look at five powerful practical steps to begin the forgiveness process. Not rushed, not forced, but gentle and intentional. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. You cannot heal what you're unwilling to face. Suppressing pain does not erase it. It buries it deep. Be honest about how it hurt. Journal your thoughts. Talk to someone safe and bring it to God in a prayer. 2. Decide to forgive. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It's a decision. You may not feel like forgiving, and that's okay. The decision comes first. The peace follows. You don't have to feel ready. Choosing to forgive is choosing your healing over your hurt. 3. Let go of the need for justice. You may never hear, "I'm sorry." You may never get closure. But you don't need someone else to make it right before you move forward. Forgiveness says, "I'm choosing freedom over revenge." It doesn't deny the wrongdoing. It just refuses to let it control your next chapter. Holding on to resentment does not punish them. It poisons you. 4. Practice self-forgiveness. Sometimes the person we struggle the most to forgive is ourselves. The mistakes, the choices we regret, the things we didn't know then. But listen, God has already forgiven you. Don't hold yourself hostage to a past He's already redeemed. You are not what you have done. You are not what was done to you. You are who God says you are, loved, redeemed, and restored. And 5, release and reclaim your peace. Let it go, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Write a forgiveness letter. You don't have to send it. You can burn it in a safe way or tear it up. Say it out loud in a prayer as a symbol of release. Turn your pain into purpose. Let it fuel your healing and help others. Forgiveness is not a one-time act. It's a process. But every time you choose to let go, you're taking back a piece of your peace. Listen, you don't have to forgive because they deserve it. You forgive because you deserve peace. You forgive because you're ready to live unchained. Because healing cannot happen when your heart is still chained to what hurt you. Even if it takes time, even if it feels messy, your healing matters. Forgiveness is not weakness. It's a brave surrender. Forgiveness is one of the hardest, most freeing choices you'll ever make. And it's time to reclaim your future. You are worthy of peace. You are ready for release. And with God's help, you can forgive and be free. Well, overcomers, we are at the end. This week, I challenge you to identify one area where you need to forgive, whether it's someone else, yourself, or even a situation that didn't go as planned. Start the process, even if it's just a prayer. Next week, we'll be talking about moving forward, overcoming fear after trauma, because you are worthy of love, healing, and happiness. So don't miss it. Now, if today's episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who might need it. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or connect with me on social media at If Only One Overcomes. I would love to hear from you. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.